It is time for the 37th session of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And in this Bible school, what we've been doing is looking back at the stories of the kings and the prophets in the Old Testament. And sometimes this can be hard to follow. We've got a teacher here that's trying to help us work ourselves through this named E.A. Elam. And the way he is doing this is, when he was alive, he wrote Sunday school lessons. And the lesson we're going to be looking at today was written for April 23rd, 1922. So take your seats and get your Bibles and get ready for class. We're talking about pride and punishment, particularly the pride of King Uzziah and the punishment that he received because of his pride. And the text that we're looking at is found in 2 Chronicles chapter 26. So get your Bibles, turn to 2 Chronicles 26, and I'll read sections of that. And I'll be going back and forth between the reading of the text and then coming and referring to the notes that E.A. Elam wrote for April 23rd, 1922. While you're doing that, let me tell you that this Bible school is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We begin each week with a Sunday morning Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., and an evening worship at 6 p.m. We also have a Wednesday Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at the Rock Cliff Church of Christ and the superintendent for this Bible school. Now, Uzziah started off as a real good king, and he became very strong. But when he tried to offer the offerings in the temple that the priests were supposed to offer, he was punished with leprosy. And that's what we're reading. There is a devotional text called a devotional reading for this lesson found in Proverbs chapter 16, 18 through 25. And let me read this devotional reading before we get into our text in 2 Chronicles chapter 26. The devotional reading is this, Proverbs 16, verse 18. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of a lowly spirit with the poor than divide the spoil with the proud. He that giveth heed unto the word shall find good, and whoso trusteth in Jehovah, happy is he. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the correction of fools is their folly. The heart of the wise instructeth his mouth, and addeth learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You know, a lot of people just say, well, let's just do what feels right. Let's do what feels right. You know, sometimes a thing can feel right and still be wrong. Just because a thing feels right doesn't make it right. The only way we can really know what's right is to know what God says. And that's why we have this Bible school. We're studying our Bible so we can become more familiar with the Word of God. And then, with that knowledge in our hearts, we can exercise the discernment to see what is right and wrong. And we don't want to make the mistake Uzziah did of falling because of his pride. Here is Elam's introduction to this Sunday school lesson. Joash was succeeded by his eldest son, Amaziah, who reigned 29 years. He did that which was right in the eyes of Jehovah, but not with a perfect heart. For later in his life he worshipped idols. To do that which is right in the eyes of Jehovah is to obey him implicitly. God knows what is right and teaches what is right. Whatever he teaches is right. It fills one with sadness to read that a king started his reign and prospered by doing that which God commanded, and then proved unfaithful and failed and brought suffering and shame to himself and people by turning to idols or by seeking the favor of God's enemies. Amaziah at first slew the murderers of his father, but being just, he spared their children. He hired 100,000 mighty men of war out of Israel to help him in war, but reproved by a prophet of God, he dismissed them and relied upon God for the victory. His success, idolatry, pride, downfall, and death are recorded in 2 Chronicles 25. He was succeeded by his son in the subject of this lesson, Uzziah. Now, we're going to look at the explanatory notes. Before we do, let me read this to you in sections. I'll be reading from 2 Chronicles chapter 26, and I'll read verses 3 through 5. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the eyes of Jehovah according to all that his father Amaziah had done. And he set himself to seek God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the vision of God. And as long as he sought Jehovah, God made him to prosper. Pride, as we shall see further on, was the ruin of Uzziah. Uzziah is also called Azariah in 2 Kings 14:21, but both names mean almost the same. Uzziah means might of Jehovah, and Azariah, whom Jehovah aids. Uzziah was 16 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years. He was chosen king by all the people. It has been suggested for this reason that he was not Amaziah's eldest son. The most important fact of all his history are stated as follows. He did that which was right in the eyes of Jehovah according to all that his father Amaziah had done. And he set himself to seek God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the vision of God. And as long as he sought Jehovah, God made him to prosper. He followed his father's good example, but not his bad example of going into idolatry. God had promised to all that whoever seeks him with his whole heart shall prosper. It is noteworthy that as long as Uzziah sought God, God made him to prosper. He had a good guide in Zechariah the prophet, who had understanding in the vision of God. Zechariah's name does not occur elsewhere in the Bible. He's not the author of the book of Zechariah. From the mention of his name, of Uzziah's mother, Jechaliah, it may be implied that she was a woman of influence and helped shape his character. Likewise, the name of Hezekiah's mother is given in 2 Chronicles 29:1. Uzziah built and fortified Eloth, also called Elpha, in 2 Kings 14:22. An important place among the Edomites of the eastern arm of the Red Sea. It is mentioned in Deuteronomy 2 and verse 8 and several other passages. Uzziah waged other successful wars against the people of the south and also against the Philistines on the west. Now, we're going to read about Uzziah's prosperity in 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verses 8 through 15. And the Ammonites gave tribute to Uzziah, and his name spread abroad even to the entrance of Egypt, for he waxed exceeding strong. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner's gate and at the valley gate and at the turning of the wall and fortified them. And he built towers in the wilderness, and he hewed out many cisterns, for he had much cattle in the lowlands also, and in the plain. And he had husbandmen and vine dressers in the mountains and in the fruitful fields, for he loved husbandry. Moreover, Uzziah had an army of fighting men. They went out to war by bands according to the number of their reckoning made by Jeiel the scribe and Maaseiah the officer under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. The whole number of the heads of the father's houses, even the mighty men of valor, was 2,600. And under their hand was an army of 300,000 and 7,000 and 500 that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. And Uzziah prepared for them even all the host, shields and spears and helmets and coats of mail and bows and stones for slinging. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by skillful man to be on the towers and upon the battlements, wherewith to shoot arrows and great stones. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped until he was strong. Here's Elam's notes. In the first 8 verses of this lesson state the great prosperity of Uzziah. He was contemporary with Jeroboam the second, king of Israel. Israel under Jeroboam II and Judah under Uzziah enjoyed a period of prosperity which had not been known since the days of Solomon. For a description of the wealth and of the rich prosperity of the poor and the pleasures of the sins of Judah and Israel at the time, see the book of Amos, chapter 3, verses 6 through 8, or Amos 6, 1 through 6. The Ammonites gave tribute to Uzziah. These tribes lived on the east of Jordan. The Ammonites were descended of Ammon, Lot's son. Uzziah's name spread abroad even to the entrance of Egypt. He strengthened Jerusalem by building towers at the gates and the turning of the wall, mentioned in this verse, and by fortifying them. During the reign of Amaziah, the king of Israel invaded Judah and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, 400 cubits. But Uzziah further fortified his kingdom by building towers in the wilderness for his shepherds and herdsmen. He hewed out many cisterns, for he had much cattle. These were both in the lowlands and on the tableland. He also had husbandmen and vine dressers in the mountains and in fruitful fields. He loved husbandry. The strength and prosperity of any country depend largely upon the success of agricultural pursuits. He maintains a large and well-equipped army. He had 2,600 mighty men of valor, and under them 307,500 soldiers. These went out to war by bands. They made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. He equipped this army by preparing such armor and weapons of warfare as were used at that time, not such by any means as are now used. He protected Jerusalem with engines invented by skillful men to be on the towers and upon the battlements, wherewith to shoot arrows and great stones. These were great then, but nothing compared to the great guns and many ways of destroying life and property now. All this made Uzziah's name famous, and he was marvelously helped until he was strong. But then we read in 2 Chronicles 26 and in verse 16 that when he was strong, his heart was lifted up so that he did corruptly and he trespassed against Jehovah his God. For he went into the temple of Jehovah to burn incense upon the altar of incense. Now, prosperity and strength had filled Uzziah with pride. His heart was lifted up to his own destruction. His father Amaziah smote Edom, and his heart lifted him up to boast and to challenge Israel for a fight. But Jerusalem waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxen fat, and art grown thick, and art become sleek. Then he forsook the God who made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. Prosperity is frequently more dangerous than adversity. Uzziah disregarded God's commandment that none except the priest should burn incense, and undertook to burn incense upon the altar in the temple. Saul forced himself to offer burnt offerings to his own undoing. So did Korah and his company in his time. Well, that's about all we're going to have time for today. We'll pick up there at the next class session in 2 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 17. And in the meantime, keep your Bibles handy for the next class of the Warren County Radio Bible School.